It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Matisse-Ryder, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2066, recorded Thursday, November 13th, 2025. Chad needs some dough. On this episode of the Gizwiz, Diggity has the last three gadgets from the Holiday Spectacular Show. I have another crappy corner. That's an educational gadget that shouldn't dry out. Mo digitizes a warehouse that is 35 years old, so we can take a look at that video. All that coming up next on the Gizwiz.
It's the same dumb show with Diggity D and OMG Chat on your PC. It's time for the Gizwiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Gizwiz now.
Now, and here he is, the gadget baker, up and awake at 4 a.m. to cook up some new gadgets. How you doing, Diggy D?
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. I go to bed at 4 a.m.
There you go. There you go. That's one way. Get the dough started and then fall asleep. And then it'll rise at some point in the day.
No, Dennis goes to sleep around 4. I'm an early bird. I go to bed around 2:30.
Man, what? So I have absolutely, you know, that's definitely been eras in my life. Absolutely. And I find myself, do you have a typical, I always had like almost like a routine of, oh my God, I'm going to sit and scroll for like the last hour before I go to bed. Or do you have a bedtime routine, Dahidi? A typical nighttime routine?
When it's around 2 a.m., I put on train videos. And a lot of times, if you want, you can put in train video cab view. And then, like, there's this one. It's great. It's Amtrak from New York to Washington, shot out of the engineer's window.
So wow.
It's like you're on the train and you watch the signals go by and going through towns.
That's amazing. There's do you know the ASMR trend? ASMR. I forget what it stands for. It's the letters ASMR. It stands for something. Maybe the chat room can help me out. But it's a very popular YouTube style. And it's kind of recognizable because a lot of people will have the microphone set up with like a really high gain. So you can hear absolutely everything in the room. And then they'll do things around the microphone that like make little sounds. Like they might like try to do something like that. And a lot of people fall asleep to these videos and they're all very calming and all the hosts are very calm and talking quietly. And they have a reputation of people put them on ASMR videos and then they'll fall asleep. And what it sounds like you're doing is you're doing train ASMR, which is ding, 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 whir, whir, you know, and all the signals going by. You're getting all the vibes of trains so that you can fall asleep to it, which is,
yes. Now, nice. The one thing lacking is there's no more clickety-clack of train wheels because of welded track. So I sort of missed that. But I do have a sound effects record with a old-time clickety-clack train wheels.
That's great. That's great. The chat is helping me out. It stands for Autonomous Sensory
Meridian?
Meridian response? Oh my gosh.
Just reading that puts me to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. This is definitely, you know, for me, I don't know if this is the correct terminology, but it's definitely ASMR is a kind of a shorthand for a long form video of something playing to fall asleep to. Or, you know, on top of the true ASMR is like some host like doing things around the microphone and trying to make sounds. And sometimes they talk and they give like words of affirmation. I don't like those videos at all. But I've also seen a lot of videos that are basically labeled ASMR that is just to fall asleep to. That is just like a long form vibe that you could just watch and fall asleep to, basically.
Isn't that what we do here?
Kind aren't of, we yeah. Make, I bet a lot of people.
Aren't we making one of those every week?
That or this in the car. But hopefully you don't fall asleep in the car if you're listening to a podcast in the car.
Hopefully you'll fall asleep at the end of the show.
At the end of the show, exactly.
But not when we start.
You sent over an image.
Yes. I want to see what it looks like on camera before I ask my question here.
Okay.
Okay. So this is one of the things at Pepcom. Do you know what they are?
I mean, SanDisk or the crayon or Pepcom?
Yeah, exactly.
What am I looking at here?
This is market
confusion in art, okay? They talk about like brand market confusion. Like this is, I don't know. I can tell there's a SanDisk logo. I think I see a USB stick with the Crayola brand.
This was one of the, I didn't do a video on it. But I wanted to bring it up because it's so bizarre. It's SanDisk is making Crayola USB-C flash drives.
Right. I get it now.
So, yes.
But that take a moment to process.
And I keep thinking, who comes up with this idea? Is there like a third party who says, I know Crayola, what can we do? Maybe we'll make tables with four Crayola legs holding. It just seems
like... I agree. It seems like there has to be some tiny office in the company of Crayola. And like this one guy's job is to find the strangest things to brand with. Like... what if we'd made a coffee table crayon branded with real crayon, like, branding? We worked out the contracts. This is really Crayola. I agree. Like, what a weird... I guess it helps SanDisk move more SanDisk. Like, maybe people are Crayola fans that really want to buy. That's cool as a concept, absolutely.
I know. It just seemed... A bizarre pairing.
I also feel like this logo needs to say Crayola branded.
Yes.
You know, it needs a big not a crayon. You're not buying a crayon right now because the background, the imagery, everything except the SanDisk logo and a gray square, which if you know what you're looking at, you can tell that's a USB-C.
Yes, exactly. Otherwise, it does look like a Crayola ad. It
looks like a crayon ad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's one of the most bizarre combinations I've seen.
That is hilarious.
Anyway,
I feel like the intern got a hold of the marketing material and like a manager needed to take a look at that image before it went out.
I'm thinking, I said it as a joke, but a table with four crayon legs.
Oh, yeah.
And you would put it on paper, and when you drag the table around...
Oh, my gosh.
You would be making paintings.
This is a brilliant idea. Here's what they do. Crayon is all about... They have that paper, that magic paper. They need to make a magic play mat, okay? And then as the kid's scooting around on the play mat, it'll mark on the mat with the table legs or whatever. And then
there you go.
And then it won't mark up your floor. And now you got to buy two products. They need to hire us. Crayola, if you have room in that tiny office for two more, okay, we can cram our desks in and come up with some insane products. Stop. I need a crayon guitar, okay?
Oh,
why
there you
can't
go.
The neck be, you know, one big crayon. And then I can also draw with it, you know, just like that. And maybe the bowl is made out of...
I don't know why we're doing podcasts. We should just be inventing.
We need to do a double. We need the bowl to be made out of Tupperware. And then we'll get a double marketing push out of that.
Anyway. Well, let's look at a few things that make a little more sense.
Yes.
And the first one's kind of fun, and this is it.
Here we go.
We're here at Rowan, and I'm looking at what looked like an ordinary fire, but now I find out that Melody can change it magically
Wow.
With the remote control. Oh, you changed the logs too.
Yeah, changed the log and also the flame color.
Okay, and why would you do this? For parties or?
Yeah, for parties. For like different vibes. Sometimes I won't put the heat on. I just enjoy the vibes, you know.
Oh, okay.
Also, Halloween is near, like Halloween and also Christmas.
Oh, Halloween, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Are these two the same, just in different colors?
No, actually this one can have like 12 different colors for both the flame and both for the log. So okay. I actually have 144 combinations.
Oh, this has 144 combinations?
Yeah,
oh,
I see. Okay. They can chant for like really party vibes.
Oh, my goodness. And these things, are they like stones in there?
Yeah, this is all customizable. We have the diamonds, we have the wood.
You can move the wood around.
Yeah. You know, like, this is so funny. When we're doing the social media content, our friends will just put the gift inside. For Valentine's Day, you can put your gift inside for your like the gift.
Oh my god!
Oh, that's funny.
And what are they?
Because it's not real flame.
You can...
Usually we sell it for $219.
$219.
Yeah.
And the more deluxe model.
Yeah, it's also $219.
Oh, $219. Yeah. Either one. Oh.
But for holidays, we sell it for $199.
Right. Oh, great! I think that's super. I like this a lot. It's a fun way to add a new kind of entertaining with your fireplace.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I like it. My parents in their RV have an electric fireplace that is A, ambiance. I don't think it has that many colors. But then also the electric heater, which I think is a great combination.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. I'm not quite sure what she meant by you could hide your Valentine's Day gift in there.
I think she's just saying like that you can open the door and stick a gift inside because it's not actually going to be hot in that.
That is correct. I didn't even know this company, but they make a ton of fireplace stuff.
Yeah. Look at the mask. It seems like this was like shot during 2020.
Yes, exactly. Like, that's exactly. It almost looks like there's a smell coming from the fireplace.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The flame. So you know, we've taken a look at some other fireplaces, and I remember one of them was very proud of the flame. I will say the flame wasn't that amazing on this one. But still, I think it looked pretty cool.
Yeah. I think it was Demplex. And that had, I still have it here for like after 20 years. And I said to one of the guys that it is the most realistic fake fireplace I ever saw. And he said, believe it or not, the engineers worked for months and they finally figured that if the flame does not repeat any pattern for at least 15 seconds, your eye doesn't remember that it's repeating at all.
Oh, interesting.
And that the problem with most fireplaces is they repeat after about 7 or 8 seconds, and your eye quickly learns, I get what this is doing.
But, yeah, and then here's that brand. Sorry, I finally found it.
Oh, yeah, Demplex. You can even see in that image there. Doesn't it look real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was this
some
the right
of this
one?
Stuff.
Give me the video I just saw.
Aww. Yes, the video. Yeah,
Give me the GIF. I want the GIF.
It's gone. It's
now
gone.
Is the time to remove the candles or flowers that have filled that empty space.
I love the sound.
Oh, okay. Dennis has this. Because Dennis's apartment has a fireplace.
Simply plug in the Revolution log
set, and so he was able to.
Your fireplace is transformed into a warm and cozy space to gather.
It's
with
funny. This
friends.
One looks like it's repeating very
Revolutionary
quickly.
Revolutionary through view design lets you see past the flames to the back of the fireplace, so the full depth and charm of the
That's
fireplace
actually-
is.
We found another really cool gadget. Anyway, back to the other company, Rowan.
It's called Rowan, and their line of fireplaces is called RW Flame.
That's really cool.
And they make a ton of them.
Yeah, that's really neat. Really, really cool stuff. Okay, cool.
Okay. Now a little kid's It's kind of interesting, and you'll hear the story from the inventor himself in this video.
See the name Miko. I don't know what that is.
Miko.
What is Miko?
So Miko is a robot. It's like a study buddy for a child. But it's so much more. It solves three massive problems for parents nowadays. The first problem is this. When parents are giving mobile phones and tablets to their child, they are risking because kids are so smart nowadays, they can go around your parental controls and watch something you don't want them to watch. So Miko is a solution because it has 60 different educational games, Freeze Dance, Spell Master. So it's packed with education, but kids cannot access TikTok, you know, Facebook. Okay. They are safe.
So no Wi-Fi.
No, it works on Wi-Fi, but it's kids cannot access, browse the internet because the internet is dangerous. The second thing that Miko is solving, problem, is that parents struggle to spend quality time with their children, right?
Okay.
Parents don't have much time for their kids nowadays. So what can you do to spend quality time with your child? What you can play is Story Maker, one of the best games we have, because the parent can say at the end of each day, say, "Hey darling, what did you do today? What did you do today? Let's create a picture book about it." So the Miko will ask a few questions about the day,
okay,
and the child will answer his questions, what they did during the day, and a beautiful picture book will be generated.
Oh,
so it's AI for kids, for good, because they can, build their creativity.
And so it's sound, yeah. I see it speaking.
Yes, Miko is reading the story.
Oh,
so the child is describing the story, but then Miko is turning it into beautiful picture.
As the child.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the third problem that Miko is solving for parents is creativity. Kids struggle with creativity, like they lack self-confidence. How do you boost that self-confidence? What you can do is you can ask your child, "Hey, darling," at the end of each week, you ask the child, "Hey, darling, what was the accomplishment of the week for you? What did you do that you're most proud of? Let's create a picture book about it." So they create a beautiful picture book about the accomplishment of the child. So it becomes like a diary of accomplishments of the child. And this is powerful because life is up and down. If the child is down, parent can always say, "Hey darling, don't be down. Remember how you did this? Do you remember how you did that? You accomplished this, you accomplished that."
And what is it retail for?
Yeah, this one is $249.
Okay.
Miko 3. Miko Mini is $99. And this is for $249. Normal price, but during holiday it's $199 and $79 in Costco recently. Right now it's in Costco, so
they're both available.
Yes,
they're both available. Miko Mini and Miko 3.
Yeah, it's the best investment in child development because it's safe for kids, it's help kids and parents bond, and it boosts kids' self-confidence.
All right, that's a lot.
There we go. Miko. Miko, promising quite a lot. I like the idea of the like fun away from the phone, you know, is, you know, can you detach a little bit from the phone and have some, you know, fun things like that happen? I like the form factor too. I think that's a cute little robot.
I thought it was kind of clever that you tell Miko what you did for the day and he generates a video about it.
Yeah. I like that a lot. I like the little scrapbooking features.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It has like a chessboard that it looks like they also. It's like showing that it can like control the chessboard and play chess somehow, I guess. And maybe they connect.
Wow.
But look at that. Did you see how it magically moved that chess piece? That seems like that's kind of what the video is implying, that it can work with the $500 chessboard.
Whoa, the chessboard is $500.
That's the most expensive product on this list. Yes. Yes.
Oh my.
Very funny.
Wow.
Very, very funny. I like it. And honestly, I think that I'm surprised at the price point. It's less expensive than I imagined, especially the prices he was quoting that, you know, it would get down to 100 and that Costco would be $79.
Yes.
You know, that is really impressive. That's a really impressive price. I think that his sales pitch was a little strong. Like it's going to solve all these problems that have.
Absolutely.
But in general, I think this is a really, really, I'm surprised how much is packed in. And I do like, there's almost like a different methodologies when it comes to like making a product. There's like, open it up, have the kids be able to kind of do anything, or wall it off and you can really only do what the product was designed to do. Play the 16 games that we give you, learn this. And I like that. I like that that is the way that they're going. They have a very on the rails product that is safe. They're not accidentally going to fall into anything else. Absolutely. I like it.
And one feature he didn't mention, but was in the press release, that there's two-way video calling between the parent and the kid's Miko. So that might be good if you had a question or the parent wants to ask you something. They can talk to one another through the device.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think it's pretty clever, too.
Yeah, I mean, I really do like it. And the whole time, also, I'm just thinking in my head, when AI happens, these little robots are going to be crazy, crazy. Because I really do like what they're doing with, you have your set lessons and stuff. But I'm just looking at that thinking, wait, you could do that for like $80? Like, you could have a little robot, just running around your house, throw AI into that. And that's what a mischief maker that thing could be. Anyway, I was just thinking that was really fun, sitting that thing just about rolling around.
But it doesn't fold clothes, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not yet.
Okay, very cool. Okay. Miko, Miko 3.
Miko 3. And finally, something new from JBL.
Ooh, let's check it out.
I'm at JLab, so they do headphones. Yes, we've had a lot of headphones for them over the years. But, ta-da, me and lights. JLab has something new, came out early this year. And Aaron's going to tell us what exactly are these things.
So this is our new party lineup of speakers. So this is the Pop Party speaker. This is the Go Party speaker, the J-Buds Party speaker, and then our big boy, the Epic Party speaker.
Whoa. What is that on the top? Is that a microphone?
So no, this is just
the charger.
Yeah, the charger.
Okay.
But as you step up through the line outside of the Pop Party, each of these products have a volume and multi-dial, basically. So you can play a pause, create a sync of the products as well.
Oh, okay.
With our lab sync technology. And so you can actually pair up to 100 of these speakers together to create the ultimate portable party.
If you have two of them, can you have stereo?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You can even do 20 speakers on the left channel and 20 speakers on the right through the app.
You need a big house to do that. And give me the price range.
Sure. So these are our entry at $25.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
And then this jumps up to $39. And then this is $59 and
$189.
$189 for the big one, yeah.
$189. Okay. These are really great, and they're out now, and they're from JLab, and it's called the Pod System?
The Party Speakers.
Party Speakers. Okay. Yeah. We're going to have light fun. LED lights.
That's fun. And JLab is, oh my gosh, they're sold. I think I see them at Walmart mostly, which, their distribution is just crazy.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the press release mentioned an even lower price. The one, that last one, I think is $20.
Whoa. This little guy.
Yeah. That tiny one. And then you customize the sound through the app. Got that big one. I don't know if I want to carry that big one on the back of my...
Yeah, what a honker. Holy moly.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool that you can link so many, because you could have that, in one room and whatnot. Yeah.
And he said $189, and the press release said the Epic Party Speaker is $49.99. Oh, there they are. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, 25 there. Wow. That's great.
Oh, yeah, oh, it is 25. Okay.
Yeah. But who, you know, you could easily have seen a quick
sale. Yeah, I'm sure that you know, Kmart or Target's going to knock it down to 20.
Yeah. But there, it's so funny. They're, gosh, they're sport headphones. Where's their sport? Here it is. They're cheapo sport headphones, not the automatic noise control one, but I'm just going to click it anyway. Oh my gosh, I've bought like 8 pairs of these because I keep using them, losing them, can't find them. And then they're only like the non noise canceling ones are only like $20. And so that's just what I, you know, I use them until also like, or sweat will get in them, or I'll drop them in the middle of the road and they'll get like stepped on or something. I just like, probably, I haven't owned 8 of them. I probably owned 3 or 4 pairs of that headphone.
I have at least 3 pairs of them myself.
exactly. Awesome. Fantastic. So that is from JLab. Fantastic. With that, it is time to get a little bit crappy.
You know, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, this is the gadget that we're going to be taking a look at. He looks adorable.
Well, I like it.
He's so cute. So I recorded a video of him earlier, so let's take a look.
Hey, Diggity. So we are here with another educational craft learning gadget. And today we are taking a look at a classic type of learning gadget, Play-Doh. This is Dough King's.
This dough, though, advertises that it will never
dry out. So unlike the other doughs, Play-Doh specifically, or really any of those other type of modeling clays, this one shouldn't dry out, which is nice. And then also it comes with these accessories, and I absolutely, they had a few different options. This one is the cowboy. But you can imagine they had, you know, about 4 different characters to choose from. This one was really, really fun. And this is a mold. So you can use some of the accessories in the dough and then also use it to mold the dough. So obviously the packaging is a little bit intense. So I'm going to open it up off camera and then we'll take a look. Okay, I've got it out of the packaging. And yeah, the packaging was quite intense. So here it is. This is the never drying dough. Ooh, it has a very weird consistency. It is a dough. You know, I was almost expecting slime. It kind of looks, you know, slimish. I don't know why I was thinking that. But yeah, it is play dough. So style, you know, play stuff. Inside of here, looks like there are hidden some eyeballs to use. We're gonna set that next to the mold and everything. Just give this a little bit of a squeeze. Yeah, this is fun stuff. Kind of forgot, I've been playing with slime for so long, I kind of forgot how fun dough is. You know, make a few little dough balls. And anyway, very fun. So when you're done playing with it, or while you're playing with it, here, let's try to make something incredibly fast. We're gonna plop down a little mold. We're gonna separate these two, make them into almost like arms. Boop, stick that on him. We'll get these eyes here. Oh my gosh, the eyes went flying. We're gonna forget about the eyes. They went towards you. So this is, that was the mold. So it's also a container for all of the putty. So we'll use that later. But the bottom pops off like a little cap. And then this middle part will just kind of come apart. So you can kind of easily fit it in there. And then you have the cap, which just lays into some little sockets in the mold there. So I can take this cap and just stick it on him like that. And then I'll be right back. I'm gonna get these eyes that went flying. Well, oh, there's the other one. Here, let me try to get the, oh my gosh, he's gonna look so derpy. Wow, there he is, my little dough man. Let's see if I can make him dance. There he goes. Okay, so when you're done having fun, we're gonna, I guess we're, I'm gonna leave his eyeballs in him. I'm gonna stick him in the mold here, just like this. We're gonna grab the other half and squeeze that together. A little bit coming out, but it shouldn't dry out. This will never dry out, which is great. That was the whole, I guess maybe I could have kind of tried to squeeze it in a little better. Anyway, oh, I forgot the hat. That's why he's, oh my gosh, this is fun. I mean, honestly, I'm having some fun here. Holy moly, I don't know how to work this guy. But anyway, you can combine these together. I think, yeah, I need to combine it first. I don't have the dexterity anymore. I've had too much fun playing with the Play-Doh to get this done correct. But then you can store it inside of this guy. I might have dough in the way. Oh, his hat's on backwards. Oh my gosh. This is like, how old? Three and up? And I can barely manage how to do this. So then I will take my dough. This is the much easier way to store him. There we go. Instead of trying to combine him all like that. And then we take the cap and stick it on him. There you go. There's that one side. And then there's the eyeball stuck in there. Very fun. I had a lot of fun with the Dough Kings Never Dry Out Dough. We can set him up on the studio set in here and see if he will ever dry out. Back to you guys.
I have him set up here again, and I don't know, it's kind of fun. Let me show you the other characters that were available.
And how much are they?
Very inexpensive, $4.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, very inexpensive, extremely inexpensive.
Wow.
So there's a little cop. You got a mermaid, oh, a dinosaur, sorry. A bunny, a unicorn, the cowboy that I had, and then I guess a fairy. Look at that. The officer is what they've named him there. But yeah, they're kind of fun. And then the inside is a mold, which I never really did a good job of showing. So let's see, can I? If you take him and that's a little terrifying. I just removed his eyes and he's like a little, anyway. So if we get him kind of smooth, just a little bit, and then we press this on the inside, and then you can do a better job of like pressing and then kind of like moving that around, but it does give you a little mold of a face of him to work with if you want to put the eyes on it and things like that. With your little Play-Doh guy, which is kind of fun. He has a little bandana.
Wait, under $4, that's pretty good.
Yeah, under $4. Now, the question was raised in the chat, and I didn't mention this, is can you eat it? Is it edible? You know, that's a kind of a big thing with Play-Doh, is that it's safe enough that a child could put it in their mouth. No, you cannot eat this. In fact, it is a 3-and-up product. And it says, if you ingest, like, don't, and, like, contact, here, what does it say? Do not ingest dough. If ingested, seek medical advice, if necessary. So, be aware, not edible, like other doughs. So keep that in mind when you're giving it to a child. Make sure that the child is responsible enough to manage that. Oh, one more thing. It smells good. It has like a light, almost strawberry scent to it.
No,
so which has been on my fingers after playing around with it. So there you go, $4. I was able to pick it up at Target is where I found it in their toy section. So there you go. Dough Kins. And I don't know, have you heard, Kins is like, it's like Webkins or something Kins. I don't understand what, it's like children or something. It's like, they throw Kins on the end of stuff to make them little characters and stuff. So it's Dough Kins, I think, is where the name is coming from. Chat, can you back me up? Have you ever heard of this weird turn of phrase? It's just add Kins onto the end of stuff to make it cute and fun and character-like. Anyway, that's where I think the Dough Kins came from.
And PC Guy mentions that parents should watch that the eyes are not a choking hazard.
True, exactly, exactly. Like, whoa, yeah, tiny little pieces. And there it goes. Yeah. Those things love to be on the floor, let me tell you. Kinfolk. Kin is for family. There you go. So, like, little dope family. That makes so much sense. This is why we asked chat room. They understand it. Okay, with that, Kinder is German for children.
Everything makes sense.
With that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right. So if you haven't been watching, Motoris has been digitizing hundreds of old spots that I did. Many of them I don't remember doing. This one I remember because the demo, one of the demos of one of the products, the camera shot. Well, you'll just, it's, I think the show was CBS This Morning. And it was holiday shopping, so you'll get to see some 35-year-old hot at the time gadgets.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and yeah, breaking, cutting-edge gadgets at the time. Gadgets. I remember.
Okay. And a very funny ending, thanks to the cameraman. Here it
is. Here we go.
There is really only one shopping day left till Christmas. You better hurry up if you still need some ideas. Here's Dick. DeBartolo. The gift consultant for American Express. That's because the people who own the 49ers in San Francisco have changed their name from DeBartolo to DeBartolo and back.
Well, Hawaii. They were getting confused with me.
So I'm sure. Right.
Well, as you said, it's Christmas Eve, so it's time to get out there and go shopping. We have some sort of wild and wacky gift suggestions. You know, out already is Video Cat and Video Dog, but now if you always wanted to have a child or not sure if you wanted to have a child, we now have Video Baby
for
kind of the part-time baby, and we have a little clip of Video Baby, and we can see what that's like.
Let's take a look.
Oh my gosh.
Video Baby is always sweet-tempered, affectionate, playful. They never throw up on your shoulder.
Oh my god. The content that was made back then. This was like a YouTube video, but distribution was VHS, so they gave it away. They sold it on VHS.
It's the yuppie pet rock.
That is so funny. Have a Video Baby.
If you get bored with Video Baby, you can just fast forward through his meals.
That is so funny.
If you have somebody who's a little more serious, believe it or not, out for Christmas are the Confessions of Bernard Goetz.
That's supposed to be very hot.
That is, and it's selling for about $39 and selling very quickly.
Is there music underneath that?
No music. Okay, from moving pictures to still pictures, we have the talking picture frame. Look who we have in the picture
frame.
What a handsome guy. Now you tilt the picture frame forward.
Hey, Harry, nice shooting. Kathleen, you look great. Hey, Merry Christmas to both of you.
Gosh,
the talking picture
what
frame
a gadget.
Will hold up to 7 seconds of audio, and you can change it at will.
That's the best gift I've seen so far.
Well, you're sitting on one of the best gifts.
They all come with pictures. They come
Mark,
with all
I don't
the
know
pictures
if you know
Mark
it.
McEwen.
You're sitting on my sit and sip.
I sure am.
When you go to the football game, cup of coffee, please. Your sit and sip
takes
is
a delicate hand to
cushion.
Do this.
What on earth?
And we have, you can put hot or cold liquid in there.
What on earth is this?
I think I must have had something.
The crew is breaking
out. Pull that out of there. Pull that out of there.
Thanks very much.
It's a stadium seat.
Yes, it's a stadium seat with a
$39.
With
a sharper image.
Let's see.
And it's filled with coffee.
Are you sure?
Yep.
There we go. Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
now,
put it down, standing it up, and that way we won't... we won't spill anything.
Some of these American Express chairs.
That is the funniest.
If you do a lot of driving, you might want to use the Revenger, because when you get stuck in traffic, you can release your hostility just by nuking the car in front of you. Okay, that gets out your hostility, and that's $20. That's selling around town at gift shops.
Where would you find that?
This is another hot seller, mostly at department stores and gift shops. Okay, now we have the electric. This is for the truly lazy person on your gift list, the electric tie rack. Okay, well, it has a little night light on the front, and the night light is loose here. Let's just do the little. The object is that you can pick out a tie in the dark if you don't mind the sound of a blender running in
your
bedroom.
Oh my gosh, Dick,
and
that
that's about
so funny.
$39 at Hemmick & Schlemmer.
I think it's time to turn on the bubble machine.
Okay, you can shave your clothes. Okay, you know that one. Okay, we have a matchbook calculator. And let's do our bubble machine here for festivities. And you know, if you can't decide on what to do, let's make bubbles. You can always get an American Express gift check, which is good for anything, any place.
Thank you very, very much, sir, Mr. DiBartolo. It is 16 minutes before the hour. We'll be right back.
Gosh, that was so funny. The seat.
I know the host of the show said, "Oh, don't get that out from between your legs because it looks so funny."
Oh my gosh.
That but I want to say, I want to actually, it's not a bad idea.
I know. That's what I was thinking. It looks completely normal to have a cushion that big and to have it be a thermos to hold water. Oh my gosh. So you were working with Amex at the time, look like. You were doing like a little
Yes,
ad for
I totally. You know what? I didn't watch that all the way to the end, and I realized that American Express. They had just come out with the gold.
Yeah, like gift check or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, gold. Yes, yeah, gold gift check
or something like that. Yeah,
and they said
it was smart to do that on Christmas Eve because it's like if you can't go out and get a gift.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
That's great. That is really great. Okay, well, thanks, Mo, for digitizing that. These are always such amazing. Nuggets of history and like time cap everything. Oh my gosh. And that was a funny segment. The fact that you were like, make sure that you don't knock it over and it spills. And he immediately spilled his coffee.
That was very funny. That was very,
very funny. Okay, if people have videos and gadgets, how can they send them in?
Yes, okay. We're looking for more warehouse videos, 1 to 3 minutes. Anything to do with a gadget. We especially love if you have an old tech gadget that right now is laughable, but you paid a lot of money for it. Just make a little video, landscape mode, and make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. You can be in it if you want and put it up on YouTube. You can click on listed when you upload it. That way, only people with that URL will be able to see it. And email that to us. Mail at gizwiz.tv, and it can be new, old, but we need more videos, okay? Mail at gizwiz.tv. And you'll get
now.
The current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you if we show you a video. We show almost all of them.
Absolutely. Scooter X was on the case of the seat cushion dispenser, and he didn't find the exact one that was in our video, but the American Tailgater Company has got us covered with this similar design.
Oh, okay.
It looks even more generic, honestly. That would.
Yes.
I don't know if it's insulated to do hot coffee, but quite the cushion. It's definitely a really good cushion flask for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. All right, that's good.
That's great.
That's good.
With that, let's head into the letter. Now.
Okay, I missed seeing this letter last week for Halloween, but Uncle Lala, who is in chat, does great videos, and he said, Dick and Chad, a quick 1 minute, 10 second show of Halloween decorations from my neighborhood. So, from Uncle Lala, a quickie video.
Perfect. Spooky. We're getting
I like that spider.
Yeah, spider. I really need to record some of this stuff around me next year, because I saw some great stuff.
Is that a body? Is that legs?
Yeah, it looked like a scarecrow type. The GG pumpkin, that's funny.
Spooky. Whoa, that's nice. Wow.
They left the tag on it. No, I'm just kidding.
They did.
Look they have. Whoa! I thought those are AI dancing. Those are not real. Those are not actually there, folks.
Oh, I thought they were
puppets. They tricked me for a second.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Nice. Very good. Very
good. Uncle Lala, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to do our Halloween meetup this year, so yeah, we needed some Halloween vibes up in here. That's great. That's great. Thank you for that, Uncle Lala. And also thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for supporting our show. You guys support us every single episode. Thank you so much for that. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back at patreon.com/GizWiz. That's how you can support us. You can also support us by going to our website, gizwiz.tv. On the top of our website, there's a Patreon tab. You can click that to find our Patreon, but you can also click that and find a tiny little link to PayPal. Some people like to support us via PayPal, so you'll find that there. However you support us, we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for supporting our show. You guys rock. You guys are amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the support that you give us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch us live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. That's where you can catch the live stream, gizwiz.tv. The website will just update with a live stream about the time that we go live. You can also join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks that join us for the live stream. I highly encourage you to do it. We got a ton of folks in here. St. Pack and W, Uncle Lala, Del Paco, Steven Toronto, Sandblaster, Becky, Hawkspost, Woody,
Scooter X.
Singer, Scooter X. These are just the folks who have chatted recently, so please join the chat room, chat along with everybody. And you can also catch our previous episodes there on our website or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts all over the internet. You can find us. Head on over also to gizwiz.biz. It's a different website. Dickie D writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show, so if you ever need a link or a reminder about a gadget, that is the best place to do it. Head over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online. You got to guess that gadget, the whole gadget, not just a, this isn't just a piece of a gadget. This is the entire gadget. You got to guess what that is. And this is obvious to me, so I'm just going to tell everybody right now that this is a DIY straw maker. You know, you put in tortilla chips in the top, and then it'll make a tortilla chip straw out of it, and you can just consume whatever you want. Wow. It also works great with Oreos, the Oreo shells, not the filling. That'll mess it all up, but you can make an Oreo straw. DIY straw maker. If you think you know what this is, get a guess and over at gizwiz.biz. Six Mad Magazines for correct answers, if you guess it correct, or 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, hilarious, interesting answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. You got 2 months to do that, so you still have some time. But get it in now so you don't forget. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.